Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks, take you along for the ride, looking for that safe, secure, predictable, consistent 1% per week. Well, I'm retired. I want to make sure I have a safe income. Now, I like the idea of having money coming in on a weekly basis. I've been asked many times, why do I invest in the stock market? Well, the stock market, it may sound, a lot of misconceptions about it. This is the way I look at it. Everybody's got to contribute to society in one way or another. So I like to think that those people that work at Ford, General Motors, General Electric, IBM, Home Depot, Lowe's, you know, my neighbors, they got to work somewhere. Okay? They got to contribute to society to provide for their families. These are the companies I want to invest in. I want to put my money in these companies. I want to be reassured that my money is safe and it's going to give me a predictable and consistent weekly cash flow. Well, because I get bills coming every day or every couple of days, whatever. It is the 9th of April. And the funniest thing, I went to upload the Monday's episode and it was blank. I said, what a bummer. There were some pretty good trades in there yesterday, but it is what it is. It happens. I'm not the greatest in the world with this technology stuff. I do the best I possibly can with what I have to work with. That being said, holy cow, I just noticed I have a bunch of money sitting there. I'll have to figure out what to spend it on today. That being said, let's get started alphabetically as usual. A-E-O, A-E-O. You are the vowels, la, 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 la. Okay, so A-E-O, I'm into A-E-O at 25.97. Now, I bought it last week, grabbed a premium last week over 1%, grabbed a premium this week. However, I sold the 25 and a halves, which is 47 cents less than what I paid for it. Why did I do that? Well, because I really want to, get the premium coming in. The dividend's coming up, I believe. Let's quickly take a look at AEO. AEO, the dividend is coming up. Dividend for AEO. All right, it's coming up. Oh, wait a second. I'm looking at the wrong year. Here we go. It's coming up Thursday. All right, so I got a nice premium last week. Got another premium this week. The premium this week wasn't the greatest in the world, but here's the reason why I went 47 cents less. I went one strike in the money. Here we go. Because the dividend is going to be Thursday. So what usually happens when the dividend's paid out? Well, stock usually drops to the equivalence of the dividend. We're sitting right now at 24.42. Okay, is it going to hit 25.50? I don't know. But I'm into it, like I said, 24.90. Yeah, 24.97. Sold off to 24.50s. All right, let's take a look at the last 30 days. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 23.40. Okay, now, very next day, on the 11th, which was a Monday, that was our 30-day bottom at 21.87. Nice escalation, jumped up to 25.98, a little bit of pullback, and then four more days to the upside to get us to the 30-day high, and that was 26.25. Now, we jumped in last Monday because beautiful escalation from last Monday to last Friday. That was great. Now, a little bit of pullback. Right at the moment, we're sitting at 24.42. Okay, not a problem. What does this thing normally go this time of year? Normally this time of year, this stock is in an uptrend. And I like that idea. Okay, I like an uptrend for the stocks I'm getting into. Well, we'll see what happens on Friday. Right at the moment, the market's going to open up in a little bit. But I'm okay with where it is. Okay, next one on the list. ALB. Albemarle. Now, Albemarle, for the last 30 days, where are we, right? There we go. Last 30 days, we opened up at 123.31. About a week later, we got the 30-day bottom at 116.77. Yesterday was the 30-day high. Now, that opened up all the way. I mean, that topped off at 133.09. It actually gapped up yesterday. Okay, fine. Now, I'm into Albemarle at $131.05. I sold the 129s. Why did I sell the 129s? Well, I got, holy cow, I just looked at that. I sold at 171. So if I had 171 to 129, that's 130.71. Oops. Well, hey, you know what? It happens once in a while. But here's the thing. I did buy Abelmal last week. Okay, I bought Abelmal last week. Where was I? Hold on. Okay, let's take a quick gander at where I got Abelmal at. ALB. Let's get out of there. Okay, so I jumped into Abelmal last week. I bought it for... Oops, looking at the wrong one. Not the order history. I want to look at the filled history. All right, so got it 131.05. I sold the 131. There you go. And I got $3 a share. So that's probably why, because I'm way over my 1%. All right, fine. Okay, so I sold the 129s this week at 171. Why did I do that? Yeah, I think there's going to be pullback. That's what it was. I think there's going to be pullback. It might not stay above the 129, only because when you get a pull, when you have an increase like this, you're usually going to have profit taken. Number one, it gapped up. Number two, it made a new 30-day high. Number three, can it make another high? Yeah, it probably could. But is it going to? Well, look at the movement over the past 30 days. I really don't see it. Now, I'm going to collect the dividend. I'm okay with that. Already collected premium last week, a nice fat one. I'm going to collect another one this week. Okay, fine. And we'll just keep our eye on it and see what it does. All right. That being said, next one is JD. JD. Now, JD, we picked up the dividend last week, I believe. Let me just double check. Dividend over here into the calendar. It was last week, correct. And it was 76 cents, which almost 3%. Now, you take the dividend that we collected last week along with the premium we collected last week, and we got another premium this week. All right, let's take a look at the numbers. All right, so JD, I'm into this one at $27.96. All right, so I sold the 28s. Okay, fine. Got 1% again this week. So I got, I think, 3% last week, 1% this week. All right, she's sitting at $25.94. All right, so the 30 days ago, where are we? Right, there we go. 30 days ago was the 30-day bottom, and that was $23.78. Two gap ups, okay? Very next day, gapped up. Day after that, gapped up again, okay? So you have 4 days to the upside, two gap ups, and then the 30-day high at $28.55. All right, a little bit of pullback, goes up again, gaps down, up again, and then we have 4 days to the downside. All right, so you have 4 days to the downside. Okay, let's take a look a little bit more at some of this company right here. Okay, the most I've seen to the downside is 5 days. Or is that six? One, two, three, four, five, six. All right, six down days in a row. Other than that, this thing hasn't had more than 5 or 6 days to the downside ever. Well, for this year anyway, at least. 4 days there, 5 days there, three there, two there. I don't know if you count that one. No, because that was up. Okay, 5 days. Okay, so the most I've seen looking at the year chart is 5 days. We're at 4 days to the downside. Okay, this company hasn't done 4 days in the downside in a while. So where's it going to end up by Friday? I don't know. Well, we'll just keep our eye on it and see what happens. But I'm okay with holding JD, and that's one of the main rules, is don't buy something you don't mind owning. Next on the list, we have Lowe's. Now, Lowe's at the moment is in the money, and I like it when it's in the money. Okay, so jumped into Lowe's at 238. I sold the 240s, collected $2. All right, sitting at 245 at the moment. Last 30 days. 30 days ago, we opened up at 241.61. Very next day was a previous 30-day bottom at 238. But from there, she goes up, pulls back up, gets a 30-day high on the 22nd, which was 2 weeks ago. All right, and that was 262.49. Pull back a little bit up. Down again, and we have 2 days to the upside, Friday and Monday. Great. All right, so look at where the 30-day high is on lows, okay? And look where the 30-day bottom is. All right, so we got like 3 days to the bottom. I'm going to read them to you. The fourth was 237.81. The fifth, 237.83. And then yesterday was 237.97. So that's a pretty good support. Okay, is it a perfect support? Well, 3 days is pretty good. Okay, so 3 days hasn't gone any lower than the 237. All right, so that might be the bottom and she just might keep on going up. Do I really care? Well, I want to make sure it stays above 240. Okay, it's at 242, right? 242.59 at this moment. As long as she stays above 240, I'll make my little premium. I'll say thank you very much and I'll see you again in another 90 days. Now, Lowe's is one of those companies I buy every single quarter because the numbers just work and it continuously reaches my 1% goal every single quarter. Now, could I make more if I held on to it? I don't know. Let's check and see what the dividend actually is for Lowe's. The Lowe's dividend is $1.10. So if I buy it four times and collect the dividend four times, that's $4.40. Alrighty. But what did I actually gain by just doing the covered call? Well, this time I bought it at 238.62. The premium I collected was 216. Now, I sold the 240s. I bought it at 238.62. So if it stays right where it is at 242, I've already collected the 216. Okay? And if it stays above 240, I will collect an additional 138. Okay? That's 354, I think. $3.54. And that's just for the second quarter. Okay, now I already did basically the same thing in the first quarter. To find out exactly, I'd have to go back and take a look at the numbers because, you know, already happened, already profited. No sense keeping my mind occupied with stuff that's already happened. I like keeping my mind free and that way I can explore new stuff. Okay, so the way it looks at the moment, I'm making almost $350 this week. And if I just bought the stock and just collected the dividend for the year, the dividend for Lowe's for a whole year is $4.40 to share. Okay, this strategy here, it's already got me $350 for this one week if she stays above 240. Okay, well, it's a dividend king. It's increased its dividends for more than five decades. And it's been in business for over 100 years. And in almost every major, major city, there is a Lowe's or a Lowe's somewhere in the suburbs close to it. There's quite a bit of Lowe's. Anyway, I'm happy with Lowe's. No problem holding it. Next on the list is going to be Macy's. Macy's is probably one of my big winners this year. Now, interesting thing about Macy's today. We're going to go to that in a little bit. 30 days. Here we go. 30 days ago today, Macy's opened up at 20.50. A week and a half later, we get the high at 22.10. And we all know what that means. 5 days to the downside, for she bounces back 2 days, 4 days to the downside. Now we're up 2 days. We just opened up a little bit higher because the market just opened. So that's 3 days to the upside after 2 weeks down. Okay, so our new 30-day bottom was on the 4th. Okay, now that was last Thursday, I think it was. Yeah, last Thursday. Okay, so last Thursday was the 30-day bottom at 18.29. Okay, Friday was a green day. Monday, a green day. Today, 19.58. Where am I with Macy's? Now, Macy's has been one of my big winners this year. Okay, well, I got 2,500 shares. Holy crap. Anyway, I have an average price of 19.66. All right, I didn't collect 1% this week. Interesting. I only collected 16 cents this week per share, which is just it's a little bit under 1%. Okay, now I bought it on the 1st, which was last Monday. Okay, so I collected a premium last week. I brought it into this week. Okay. So I got a nice premium last week, another premium this week. Macy's doesn't have a dividend coming up in quite a while, but I always like the numbers. And when I like the numbers, I just have a tendency to buy it. Macy's, where we got? What are we looking at? Okay, so it's not in April. It was in March, which would be week 11. Now, we're in week 2 at the moment of the second quarter, or week number 15 for the year. Week 15 for the year, week 2 for the quarter. It's going to get confusing. Wait till you get to week 3. I mean, quarter 3 and quarter 4. It's like, eh, it's week 2. Anyway, all right, so Macy's has a dividend of 17 cents. Not a huge deal, but it's not going to pay out its dividend for quite a while. But that's okay. I don't mind holding on to Macy's because they usually give me a nice premium. All right, 3M I'm not going to do because that's a long-term play. Let's jump a look at other account so we can look at other positions and another account. All right, Paramount. Yeah, let's take a look at Paramount. Ooh, did Paramount just open up lower? Nope, that's still yesterday's. Okay. It's weird because, you know, my data is partially delayed, and I don't know why it's partially delayed in this account. All right, last 30 days for Paramount. 30 days ago was the 30-day bottom, and that was 1079. All right, almost a month later, which was like 4 trading days ago today on the 3rd, okay, I had a top at 1380. Now, you get a top movement like you're looking at. Now, for those of you just listening, it was quite a move on the 3rd. I mean, it was a huge move compared to, you know, the last 30 days. However, the next 3 days are the downside. Okay, so I always say if you see a profit, okay, and then that was a profit on the 3rd. Okay, she opened up at 1186 and hit a high at 1380. If you didn't take your profit on that day, the market may take it away from you the very next day. I mean, it's just the way it is. If you don't take your profit, the market may take it away from you. And if nobody ever went broke taking profit. So if you don't take it, that's your own damn fault. That's just my opinion. Okay, I could be wrong. My children like to point it out when I am wrong. Let's take a look at one more account. Okay, so we looked at Paramount, we looked at Macy's, JD, and Abelmall. Okay, one last one, NYCB. I don't know why we're looking at this one, but it's on the list. Okay, New York City Bank. Oh, look at that. It's up 329 today. All right, cool. Last 30 days for NYCB. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 385. A week later, we topped it off at 403. Pull back up again. So we're at 329 at the moment. I'm into this thing, I think 380, I believe. 381. All right, so I'm trying to sell the 350s. Okay. It's up for sale. So we'll see if it opens up or not. All right. That's it for me for today. Let me go back to this account here. And call it a day. You guys, I will see you again tomorrow. And I apologize for the podcast not recording yesterday for some strange reason. Because I always press the same buttons every single day. But you know what? Not perfect. Anyway, you guys have a great day. And I'll see you again tomorrow.